welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, news, pictures, all that good stuff is at SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you stalk me on Facebook as well. It's Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. That's at Sean Green Show. Got a jam-packed show today. Man, like I said, thanks everybody out there for listening. And you guys make this show what it is my listeners. And I thank you guys for that. And I always try to bring you guys, you know, the latest information, the latest news, the latest technology. Now, I recently just spent about a couple grand for a new computer. And when I went and got this computer, the salesman, Chen, he told me, he's like, hey, he was like, you should get Kaspersky. And I'm like, okay, what's Kaspersky? And he was like, look, you'll thank me later when you get this this program. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I turn on the computer. I've been using it for about 2 months now, and I haven't had any issues as far as, you know, pop-ups and viruses and all the other good stuff. So I figured it'd be cool to bring in Brett Schetzel. He's a consumer product marketing manager at Kaspersky Lab North America. He's on a Super Celebrity Hotline right now with us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Sean.
Well, first of all, thanks for doing the interview, because I'm quite sure you're really busy doing everything with your job and everything. Now, tell me more about Kaspersky Labs and how long you guys been around.
So Kaspersky Lab is the world's largest privately held endpoint security solution. So that's a very fancy way to say that we sell a lot of internet security software. So we've been around for 17 years and now serve users all around the world, both consumer users like you, but also businesses and large enterprises. And we're around in over 200 countries and now are up near 400,000 400 million users around the world of our internet security software.
Wow. And when it comes to virus protection programs, there are a lot out there. How do you determine which program is right for you?
Well, a lot of it depends on the type of devices that you use and the things that you do while you're connected online, and then as well as the things that you might like to store your files that you have on your computer. So what has become more and more apparent is that you need to have security, digital security, for all of your devices, not just your PC or your Mac, but now also your phone, because we spend as much, if not more, time on our phones being connected than anything else. So if you use different types of devices, then the first thing you want to look for in a program is the ability to add security to those different types of devices. Sort of beyond that is, what are the kinds of things that you tend to do online? Are you a gamer? Are you, do you tend to do all of your banking and shopping online? Do you spend time in social, using social media or social networks? And then from there, you'll want to be, look at the different solutions, and including the ones from Kaspersky Lab, and see what types of technologies and features they use to protect banking and shopping transactions, or what can they do to help make sure that you're not coming across phishing links in social networks. So on your Facebook page, the links that show up on your wall, are those safe? And, different security programs can help you sort of determine those things. And then finally, what kind of things do you store on your machine? Do you tend to store important financial documents or personal identification documents, scans of your passports, things of that nature? Photos that, selfies that you've taken that, you may not want people to be able to access readily. Some internet security or digital security software will include the ability to encrypt files and store files in a way that they're not very easily accessed on your machine. So, those are some of the considerations. And obviously with Kaspersky Lab, we offer a Kaspersky Total Security product that addresses all of those things.
Right. And one of the cool things that I noticed, and I still am kind of, you know, curious about, is Kaspersky's safe money option, because I noticed this when I went to pay something online on my new computer, and I was getting ready to pay for it, and the safe money option came up. What is that?
So safe money is a very innovative technology that is unique to Kaspersky Lab, and it really, the easiest way to explain it is that it makes sure that you have a trusted connection with trusted websites. So, you know, it works, but there are really kind of four layers of security that it adds to your transaction. It makes sure that the website that you're going to is the correct one and that you haven't been secretly redirected to a site that might look like your bank site. And so it makes sure that that it's not, that you're not going to be a victim of phishing or something, you know, an attack similar to that. Then once it ensures that you've got the right website, then it makes sure and helps secure the connection between you and the website. Then it helps you with your password information. You can use a virtual keyboard in order to input your login information. So someone who may have put malware on your computer that is a keylogger or captures your keystrokes can't get your login information. And then, you know, once all of those things are done, it basically protects the browser, puts a fence up around the browser that you're using for that transaction, and prevents any other software or malware that you might have on your local machine from disrupting or, you know, taking screenshots secretly of your bank account information. So it's a really unique technology and, you know, something that, you know, we think is probably the most important part of having internet security, and that's being able to protect your money.
Right. Now, does this option slow down my purchases, or would I still be able to get, let's say if I bought something online for instant download, and, you know, I pay for it and this safe money option comes up, would that slow down the purchase, or is just the extra step that I will have to go through?
But it doesn't really slow down the purchase. I mean, a lot of the security that's happening is happening in the background. And, you know, once you're, you know, it will tell you very quickly once your browser is in, you know, the safe, you know, the sort of the safe mode, and, you know, there'll be a green ring that goes around your browser, and so you know that it's safe. And as you continue to use it, you'll begin to populate different websites that are those trusted websites, and they know that once you're on that trusted website with a trusted connection, then, you know, it sort of works in the background to just continue to secure your transaction. So, I mean, in some cases, there may be, you know, just a couple, you know, one or at the most two more clicks, but they're worth it. You know, the clicks, the extra clicks are worth it, because we've reached a point where you have to be thinking about these things when you're connected.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, one of the most interesting features that is available within some Kaspersky programs is the webcam protection feature. Can you explain how hackers are able to actually access your webcam, and how does webcam protection thwart all this?
Yeah, so I don't pretend to be incredibly technically knowledged about how, you know, about how the hacking works, but the webcam hacking has become a serious problem for people, and it has gotten to the point where it is not that difficult for someone to access your computer, either because they have installed malware that allows them to access your computer, or because they are able to join the same network that you're on and access it through a network port. So the webcam protection, when a program asks for access for the camera on your computer, you will get a notification that says this program is, you know, trying to access your webcam. Do you want to proceed? And over time, you build up that list of, you know, trusted programs. And our software has a very good ability to detect the trusted programs that are already on your machine, software on your machine. So, you know, what it does is it allows you to get that notification so someone cannot secretly turn your webcam on without your knowledge. And, you know, it as I said, it's become a pretty easy hack for, you know, those who want to do you harm. And, you know, even the stories of a seventh grade girl with really no previous computer skills being able to hack into someone's webcam. There was a story about a couple in Ohio who had a baby monitor that was set up on their Wi-Fi network, and the person was able to take over the webcam, and it had a voice that you could talk to the child and soothe them from the other room, and began screaming at the baby. And, you know, there was a former Miss Teen USA who was blackmailed for over a year because of footage and images that the person was able to capture from the webcam. So it's a very relevant thing and something that you're seeing in the news very often, and our webcam protection feature helps you take care of that.
Now, a couple of months ago, you guys actually stopped at like the really big bank heist. How did that come about?
Well, we, with over 400 million users around the world, you know, we get data from those users when they encounter, you know, potentially malicious files. You know, those are analyzed by our software and detected by our Kaspersky security network, which really helps us harness the power of all of those 400 million users, you know, to understand what the threats that are out there. So, you know, when one of our users has an issue, and again, these can be users like you at home or big, you know, multinational global banks, when they encounter problems, they come to us and ask us to fix them and try to figure out what's going on. And we have absolutely some of the best researchers in the world, the team we call GREAT, which is our Global Research and Analysis Team. And, you know, they worked with Interpol and Europol and, you know, different, you know, FBI-like organizations around the world to help these banks determine what was happening. And, you know, they were able to discover the root cause of this and ultimately, you know, begin to disrupt, you know, what was this huge criminal enterprise that had stolen over $1 billion from these banks around the world. So, you know, for us, you know, a lot of our discoveries come about because we're helping our users.
Wow. And there you have it. Brett Schetzel, he's the Consumer Product Marketing Manager at Kaspersky Labs, North America. Man, check him out. It's at Kaspersky.com. If you want to follow them on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Kaspersky. Thanks so much for joining us. You're very informative, and I enjoy using your products. Life has been much easier online with Kaspersky since I've been using it. So thanks once again for joining us here on The Sean Green Show.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
And we'll be back right after this.